Okay, bye, honey.
Oh, yes. You just...
What happened?
I mean, she threw my toothpick. I happened to leave my toothpick sitting there.
So this is my, as I explained to Jason, this is my third time tonight. I'm going to the thing as well tonight.
Oh, really?
Fucking good on you.
You've seen it more than I have. I've only seen it twice.
Once.
Yeah, I'm going to see it tonight for the second time.
Oh, no, are you going to watch it? Or if you do, I will.
I was afraid to watch it with an audience whenever we had a Q&A, because I was afraid I was going to get emotional and be crying during the Q&A.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've only seen it once.
Emotional and cry because seeing some of it would bring back...
Yeah, I mean, the first time I saw it, it was more of like... It's like I blacked out when I was making this movie. Mm. And so I've seen things that really surprised me. Mm. Like in particular when I'm yelling at Kyle in the...
Yeah.
This is going to sound so vain. But like I watch it and I'm like, oh my God. Because my neck is like, it's
that
like the Hulk.
Man.
It like comes this big and I'm vain here. And my eyes get wet. It's like I'm a monster. I've never seen myself look like that.
I've never heard anybody say that until you just said it. I noticed this once with an angry girlfriend months after we had broken up. And I noticed that she was, as somebody said, she looked like a puff adder.
Yeah.
In other words,
yeah.
She expanded somehow. Yeah. People do that.
Yeah, they do. That's
so you guys
seen,
are better
that's
at observation.
I just,
amazing.
But see, the thing is, though, I didn't plan it.
Yeah.
I was
it just
happened. So when I watch it, it's shocking to me, moments like that.
Right.
That's why it's tough to watch.
Yeah.
But I'll be fine. It's not a big deal.
The was the deal that... Catherine explained. I'm just going
to
focus on her for a couple of
seconds.
I have to leave
in
10 minutes. I'm sorry,
Jason. No, go for it, darling. You've got to be kidding me. What woman's working...
The deal with Catherine explained, says, here's the deal. You're going to have a range. You're going to have to work entirely within this range here. And I don't want anything coming out at all. Nothing. And yet you will have to deliver within that range.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the deal. And you're going to have to keep it buttoned in, you know, within the realm of the character, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, we're going to let one tear out and that's it. Or did it just happen in a different way?
No. It definitely happened like that. It was written in the script that at the end is when she cries. It's the first time she's vulnerable, and it's finally like this, like. Also, even asking the question, "Where do you want to go?" It's her like realizing she has nowhere to go, and like, who is she now?
Yeah.
So it's so much in that one moment. But yeah, I'm playing a character that has been trained to be unemotional and analytically precise, and doing that, it's like I'm the opposite of that, because our training is all about being emotional, and when I feel something, expressing it.
Yeah.
So playing the part was difficult because it was a bit of like being in a straitjacket. I couldn't, if I had a reaction, I couldn't necessarily do it. So I'd have to, what Maya would do, in this, a professional woman in the CIA, like we're trying to make an accurate movie, would not be an emotional woman, because then she wouldn't be taken seriously at all. But when you're doing that, when you're constantly not allowing yourself to express yourself, the moments that it does happen, it's almost crazy. Like in the hallway, it's and she starts to like freak out, and even says, "You're out of your mind." I mean, she's become this thing. That's what happens when you're always like pushing it in.
Well, that was what's so good about it, because this isn't like an exercise. And you have to deliver within this range.
Yeah, put the lid on it.
You also have to show so much as well within that range, you know, and the things and, you know, that's what I can totally understand why for you to watch it is just because there's so much going on inside your eyes and in your face, it is overwhelming for you.
It's really raw. It's it's a performance that, it's easier for me to watch other things.
Yeah.
But this one, for some reason, it's, because I couldn't hide behind an accent, or a funny voice, or weight gain, or you know, or anything like that. We're like, this is the character. It's something that's like so stripped bare.
Yeah.
You watch it, I just feel uncomfortable watching it.
And this was not a set where we also sat around and watched ourselves in the monitor at all. I mean, I think the only
I never saw myself.
Yeah, you never
in
at
the
all.
Character.
You didn't have the option. I thought everybody does that. All of
this, no, I think that's the way it just went with us, and you know. And
we moved way too fast to watch playback. There's no way.
The one Hollywood scene, the one Hollywood moment, or I should say the one Hollywood line, which I'm F on the mofo, was that written way back when, or is that
was in the script?
Because
okay.
It was definitely, time out, Hollywood moment.
It's funny to hear that people have that response.
But you know what, for me it wasn't a Hollywood moment, because the research in the character, like looking at her language, in the language, maybe because I say it so fast, she does cuss a lot. Her mouth, she doesn't have like the cleanest mouth, and but it's hidden in there. Like, this is bullshit, or, you know, she's constantly talking like that. Right. Also, the person she's saying that to is Panetta, who is a New York guy. He's got a mouth on him, like the real Panetta.
Exactly.
So for her to say that isn't so shocking. Us as an audience, we see it and we go, oh my God, the girl's saying that to her boss. But he's the kind of guy, he's like the guy that you could talk like that to.
It was also the smart move almost in retrospect in terms of her to go him on that level to get through.
She didn't have to sit at the back of the room anymore.
Yeah.
It was the first time, and all of a sudden it's like, when he's, you know, that whole scene, it's, she's watching people put their hands all over her stuff after she spent almost 10 years. She makes this model with her own hands.
Yeah.
They're all claiming it. These people who wanted nothing to do with it, making her in the back. They're answering questions that they don't really know. And so when someone says, how far away is it? And he goes, about a quarter of a mile. She knows it down to the foot.
Right.
And when he looks at her and says, who are you? It's like this dismissive way he says it.
Right.
So her way of saying, like, fuck you. It's like, to the whole room, like, fuck you guys for bringing me in here. This is my shit, and you're all acting like it's yours.
Success has 100 founders.
Exactly. And so it's the only, for me, it's the only natural response she could have. So that's why it makes it anti-Hollywood to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to those lines coming in a situation where it's like...
And yet you go... 60%? What's the percentage?
40.
40?
No, it's a 60. A soft 60.
Oh, a soft 60.
I mean, you can see how deep she is into her character. It's just like she does, you know, she's even like, even going under.
Well, a soft 60 is like not even 60. I mean, it's the ultimate betrayal of her dad.
I don't know whether she should watch this film again tonight. I really
60,
don't.
He should have gone 80.
80, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but that's one of the things also in Mark's script that is in there for, you know, for journalists and audience to get that, you know, I was in these
rooms. It's the true story.
This is the thing. Yeah, it's a true story. That
and
is,
he
that w- is the
and
other
he
thing,
was
yeah.
about he was soft 60 on it. So like,
yeah, it's fact.
But it is. It's like it's you see how much this man has been worn down.
Yeah, well, and also how the questions that everyone's asking that comes in. You know, when you're in those rooms, are you sure? And what it took.
Yeah, but also it's just people being scared. Going. It's like she's the only one. She doesn't care about being promoted or keeping her job. All she cares about is finding this man. And everyone else is so worried about giving the wrong answer, they're worried to take a stand on it.
Kind of like Hollywood development meeting.
Exactly, like heads of studios. It's the same exact thing. Like everyone's afraid
Not
to
at Sony,
stands.
Though. Not at Sony.
But everyone's afraid. Yeah. And she's the only one that's what's so frustrating. She's there in D.C. for so long, and they won't make a decision.
Yeah. You can feel. Yep. You can still feel this character.
I'm
in you.
Sorry,
it's amazing.
I can't.
No, it's amazing, Jess. It is. It is. Yeah. You know,
if you stick to your guns and you're right, people remember it. Well, and then the next year, if you're a little bit wrong, people don't forget that either. And then you're back to square one. It's like, you know.
Yeah. So if you just kind of go down the line, like 60% is like saying maybe, like or like half and half. I mean, it's really basically saying nothing.
Yeah.
Which is why Panetta went to.
Yeah.
I didn't see, that was going to be a question. I didn't know that Leon Panetta was that James Gandolfini. Like, I didn't actually, you know, I've only
seen
the
big guy, you
know? Yeah, they even talk about him in Looming Towers.
Mm.
It was a book that I read, I think Jason read it too. It was a great history of everything leading up to 9/11, and it talked about him. He's a big guy, New York, like, I had a mouth on him. Oh, I don't, I've never met him.
He's 6'3 or 6'4. He's a big guy, yeah. You know,
well,
and
he's bigger than Gandolfini.
Yeah, in terms of height,
Is he largish also? He doesn't ever look that
way. Be careful, Gandolfini.
Be careful.
Careful what you say.
I've so much respect for Jimmy Gandolfini. Yeah. It's insane. But you know, and it was that quality and that, you know, I think when they come to cast it, it had to be with that scene in mind of this bear sitting down with this girl, going, you know, hey. What do you think?
But he had to have seen something in her that reminded him of himself.
Yeah.
So like I said, when I was doing the research and I came, when they started talking about Panetta and they started saying what he was like in the research, everything fit into place in the movie. I know Catherine and Mark, it was really important when they were casting the characters that they cast similar energies.
Yeah.
I love that scene was so short between you and he and the commissary. So how's the food down here? How long have you been doing this? Nothing else. And then he's, what's his last line?
Well, you certainly have a feel for it.
Feel for it.
Yeah.
And that's,
I love when he says, why did we, she goes, I was recruited out of school, sir. And he goes, why did we do that? And she goes, I don't know if I can tell you that. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so like, even though he's, I mean, it's because at that moment it's not her going, well, you're not qualified. You're not, you know,
here's
it's classified.
My chance to get a promotion. Here's my chance to get in the
to get a promotion, she could explain it, but instead she goes, well, I don't know if this is a test.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're asking me this, so I'll mess up. She has nothing about her is about pushing herself forward.
Yeah. But this, Mark sets it up. I love that in the elevator before then, you know, who's the girl when they said about the meeting? You know,
we're all smart.
Yeah, we're all smart, Jeremy.
Right.
And it's like it takes something more than smarts as well in that thing that, you know, he goes back to and appreciates in her.
Were you, wait a minute, I just realized, you were both in Michael Mann's daughter's film.
Yes, and we were in Lawless together. This is our third film we've done.
Of course,
We've been friends for about 7.5 years.
Yeah.
We're all struggling actors in L.A. Me struggling more than them.
Well, what are you doing?
You were the lead
in Brotherhood. Oh, yeah, but I'd just gotten out of the struggle,
No, but I mean, like, when we met, it was like Joel Edgerton, you, and myself. I was doing a play in L.A., which...
With Al Pacino, so there you go. I mean, it's just like you got to get in there with this girl. But it's true. Yeah, you would. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Grabbed
Jessica.
I'm sorry. Do you have one more question or anything before I leave?
I was going to ask. I know that I'm not supposed to, and no one is supposed to even with real Maya. But has there, or do you expect there might be quietly, privately, with people like me not around, a moment with the real?
I think right now it's super because it's so important that she not be discovered.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the idea of even having any, you know, contact, which is so dangerous. And
you bring a lot of
exactly, and the idea of you know what happened with Valerie Plame, like
exactly,
that would be the most devastating thing for me, because here's a woman working undercover. She can't take acknowledgement and get credit for what she's done. Making this movie for me is acknowledging her sacrifices. And so then if it's like, we acknowledge you, but also now you're discovered, it's like, it's the worst that could absolutely happen. But I would love to meet her someday.
All right, I'll see you at this evening's thing.
Okay, I'll see you tonight. Thank you so much.
Very nice meeting you.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll see you at home.
I'm going to get a ticket, man. I didn't do ballet, and I'm going to get a ticket if I don't leave. Do you mind if we do part two with the thing?
It's fine. Do it at the thing. Yeah, don't fuck the ticket, man. I'm seeing you. See you in the city's money.
All right.
Yeah, no, do it. It's fine. We know each other. We'll see each other later on. We'll see each other tonight.
Yeah.
We just see what you think third time around.
All right.
It changes, doesn't it?
Being understanding. It just started late, and I was going to do, you know.
Imagine.